Let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith.
In general, we pray when we need something. If that prayer goes unanswered, we can almost feel cheated. After all, isn't God there to meet my needs? Eventually, we need to realize that God may have a higher purpose in prayer than simply handing out the answers we seek. From the Moody Church in Chicago, this is Running to Win with Dr. Erwin Lutzer, whose clear teaching helps us make it across the finish line. Why doesn't God answer my prayers? That's the title of Erwin Lutzer's new book, a book we'd like each of our listeners to have. Here now to discuss that book is Pastor Lutzer, along with Pastor Larry McCarthy.
And if you ask the question, well, why doesn't Jesus just take care of the devil, banish him to another planet? That's a longer story, too.
But you address it in the book, and we'll get there, but you address that.
I do. Yes. God uses the devil for specific purposes. And God still has a purpose for him, even though his sentence has already been commuted and he's going to be thrown into the lake of fire. That decision has already been made. But at the same time, sometimes we are amazed at the amount of activity God allows him to have.
Yes. These first two chapters really come out of the starting gate hard. I mean, I was just riveted and taking notes, particularly in chapter two. I like your titles. You're going to have to tell me what's behind all this, so I'll just read it for our listeners. Lord, help me, but don't change me.
Yes.
So come on, tell me more about that.
Well, you know, Larry, you and I know that people often don't cry out to God unless they need help. Many people use God like an oxygen mask on an airplane. We're glad that it's there. In case of an emergency, we might need it. But as long as the plane is going well and we don't need it, and by the way, with all the flying that we have done, only once were Rebecca and I in a plane. It was not in America, a different country. I won't mention the country. And the oxygen masks came down.
Yes.
But the point is, so many people say, God, help me. And that's not wrong, but they don't understand that the purpose of prayer is not just to get God to help us. The purpose of prayer is transformational. That's why I refer there to the book of James, where James says, you ask and you don't receive, and you receive not because you want to ask it according to your own lusts.
Yes, and you also, I've read that passage many times, but I never really lingered on wisdom from below. And that is so significant, Pastor Lutzer. Can you just spend a little time with that?
Yeah, you know, James, this is really, really important. He distinguishes two kinds of wisdom. He says that there is a wisdom that comes to us from above. It is peaceable. It is helpful. It is wise, of course, and has many implications because all ideas have implications. Mm-hmm. But then he says there's a wisdom from below. It is demonic. It leads people astray. And if we were to just distinguish that, and as you mentioned, Larry, to linger there for a moment, you know, the Bible says that the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom.
Yes.
So there are many people who are intelligent. You know, I'm doing some investigation into the life of Karl Marx, and I would say that he was intelligent, but most assuredly, he was not wise. Matter of fact, his ideas have been very, very devastating throughout the whole world, as all of us know. So it's important to understand that even when we come to prayer, what we should pray is according to wisdom and not simply to have our lusts met. As a matter of fact, James actually speaks that bluntly. He says, you know, you do it because you want to satisfy your own passions. You know, in other words, God, may I prosper. Mm-hmm. God, give me money. God, do this for me. And then when God doesn't do that, people turn away and they forget the deeper issues that God wants to do in our hearts. Mm-hmm. You know, one of the things that we have to avoid is this idea of coming to God, expecting Him to meet all of our needs, and avoiding the deeper things that He wants to do in our life.
Amen. You mentioned that in the book, and I thought that it really focuses your attention that prayer should be about thanksgiving, obeying, committing, submitting. And none of that is it, gimme, I want, I need.
Yeah. And sometimes we do treat God as if He is a
spiritual ATM.
Yeah.
We just go and withdraw.
By the way, if you've just tuned in, I'm having a discussion with Larry McCarthy, one of our pastors here at the church. And the topic is, Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? It's a brand new book. The subtitle is A Biblical Guide to God's Hidden Purposes. And at the end of this program, you'll be given some information as to how this book can be yours. But back to what we're discussing in the book of James, as you pointed out, Larry, James wants us to understand that if we simply pray to meet our needs, he uses the word passions, we are really missing the mark. And he lists certain conditions, we could call them prerequisites, for God actually hearing our prayers.
Yeah, I liked your list quite a bit, that submit to God, resist the devil, purify your heart, and humble yourself. Let's put a little meat on those bones.
Yeah, first of all, submit yourself to God. This is what I have learned, and of course, all of us learn it as we walk with God. Ultimately, it's not about us, it's about Him. And people ask the question, should we ever pray, if it be thy will? The answer to that question is yes, of course. Now, there are plenty of prayers, and we'll be talking about this in subsequent programs. There are plenty of prayers that we can pray where we don't have to say, if it be thy will, because we know exactly what God's will is.
Amen.
But there are plenty of times when we don't know what God's will is, and we have to leave it up to Him.
Yeah. I think that's so important when you say submit to God, but it ties back into that wisdom from above and below, Pastor. There's some ideas and crafty things that can come, but they're not from God. And this is the difference that you're asking them to understand.
That's right. And then, of course, James goes on to say, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Now, boy, all of these commands have so many implications. I was just listening to a podcast the other day pointing out how that the internet has often brought the devil, so to speak, into our homes. Now, if we're going to really pray, I mean really pray, James is saying resist the devil, and that means he understands full well that Satan wants to disrupt us. Satan wants to put ideas in our minds that we think are our own, as he did with Ananias and Sapphira.
That way we won't be afraid of it. We'll think it's our idea.
Absolutely. That's why we're not afraid of these ideas, because we think they are our own. You've put it very, very well there, Larry. And so what we have to do is to resist the devil. And one of the things that we'll discover is the devil always wants us to be disrupted, to find more important things to do than really pray. And we'll be talking about this in future times together, because so many people in the morning only ask God for help. And that's why the title of this chapter, which is chapter 2, is Lord, Help Me. People pray, but don't change me. James wants us to understand, wait a moment. You want to really pray? Expect to be changed.
When you talk about resisting the devil, is that a clarion call and maybe we need to turn off our phones and shut down computers and get a little quiet? Is that a way of resisting?
I think that's one way. I think it's a very important way. But, you know, the cultural power of technology is huge. So if we're going to resist the devil, it's going to be a fight. But, Larry, it's a fight we have to win. And then purify your heart. You know, that means, of course, through confession, repentance, purifying ourselves. And then he says, humble yourselves in the presence of the Lord. And then what we can do is James invites us, and he says to us in effect, draw near to God, and God will draw near to you. There are certain conditions connected with prayer that is effective. And here's the point. Whether or not God actually answers our prayer according to our own liking, as a matter of fact, in the next broadcast, we're going to be talking about that.
Yes.
Where God sometimes doesn't answer the kind of prayer that we pray in terms of its content, but he still does answer the desire of our hearts. But here's the point. Now we can come to God. We've submitted. We've resisted. Our hearts have been purified through repentance and faith. And then we humble ourselves. And James says, whatever you do, draw near to God and he'll draw near to you. Now, Larry, before we close, one of the things I want to emphasize to all of our listeners is this, that there are some promises that we can always depend upon. We began this broadcast by talking about those that are misinterpreted. But when the scripture says, for example, as many as received him, to those he gives the authority to be called the children of God, even to those who believe on his name, that's a promise for everybody, and it's a promise for all time.
Amen.
So what we have to do is to invite people to come because the Bible invites them to come. But as believers, we also have to know that there are conditions if we expect to walk with God and have our prayers answered.
Yes, sir. I can't wait till this next chapter, this next program. We're going to get in the deep end of the pool with some of this stuff about prayer and how God answers prayer in ways that we haven't even anticipated.
In this book entitled, Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers?, what we attempt to do is to help you to be able to process the disappointment that oftentimes we face when God doesn't do what we think he should. And even as we anticipate that, we want to grow your faith. We want to give you an opportunity to be able to interact. And at the same time, I want you to just stay tuned now because we're going to be giving you some contact info as to how this book can be yours. I believe that it will be transforming. It deals with issues, yes, indeed, of disappointment with God. Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? A Biblical Guide to God's Hidden Purposes. We want to help you, as you frequently hear me say, make it successfully all the way to the finish line. This is one of the last days for you to receive the book entitled, Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers? A Biblical Guide to God's Hidden Purposes. To receive your copy, here's what you do. Go to offerrtw.com. That's offerrtw.com, or pick up the phone and call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001.
You can write to us at Running to Win, 1635 North LaSalle Boulevard, Chicago, Illinois, 60614. Next time, we'll continue this discussion, helping us understand the why of unanswered prayer. Plan to join Pastors Irwin Lutzer and Larry McCarthy. Pastor's new book, Why Doesn't God Answer My Prayers, is a must-read and will be sent for your gift of any amount to support Running to Win. Call us at 1-800-215-5001. That's 1-800-215-5001. Online, go to offerrtw.com. Running to Win is a ministry of the Moody Church.